Europe.
Succulent and sometimes sour grapes. The travails of Turkey's winemakers. Turkish wine is at the mercy of climate and politicians.
In his time off, Umay Çeviker, an architect, goes hunting for ancient vines around his native Turkey. He has found them on mountain tops, forgotten among fruit trees, and tended in fields in every nook of the country. Each year, he produces 10,000 bottles made from the indigenous varieties he's discovered, selling them to wine bars and boutique stores under 7 different labels of his Yaban Collective brand. Mr. Çeviker is helping revive Turkey's viticulture. Though wine has been produced in Anatolia for millennia, the country's modern vineyards and wineries produce mostly French varieties, imported in the past century. But Mr. Çeviker works with old vines that have survived for far longer, many abandoned when the Greeks and Armenians, vintners of the Ottoman Empire, were forced out. Many of the Muslim farmers who took over now sell their produce for dried fruit, or pekmez, an unfermented grape syrup, rather than alcohol. Mr. Çeviker has persuaded some to sell their grapes to him at higher prices, and has bought several vineyards outright. He takes his crop to different micro-wineries using traditional methods. "With each vintage, we experiment," he says. Increasingly fickle weather is forcing farmers to guess when to harvest or how to deal with pests. Scientists are developing new irrigation systems. Farmers are adjusting their pruning techniques to make the most of scarcer water. Many of Mr. Çeviker's vines grow at high altitudes and are better able to withstand higher temperatures, although floods, erosion, and cold snaps can also blight harvests. But the bigger threats are the constantly changing laws and policies over Turkish alcohol production and sales. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a devout Muslim, has vowed to raise a pious generation of Turks. Hence, a string of tax rises and sales restrictions have hit smaller producers hard. The most recent change in January compels all alcohol producers to put up to $1.5 million into the treasury as insurance against any future fines or tax bills. While bigger producers can cover such a cost, smaller ones are struggling to do so. "The entire sector is on edge," says Mr. Çeviker. He is preparing to launch his 2022 vintages amid a searing heatwave. Last year's crop was clobbered by mildew. This year's harvest is at the mercy of climate and politics.